John Bryson. John Bryson. Know him?
Yeah.
Answer to a trivia question.
He's the former Secretary of Commerce.
That's right.
That's right.
I think we called that shot, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Because he had that issue with the bumpers.
He did, didn't he? Yes, he did. Official letter of resignation was dated on Wednesday. So let's see, that was Wednesday would have been the 19th. That's 10 days after it happened.
Right.
10 days after it happened. So.
That's right. Yeah, he had some traffic accidents in Colorado, was there? California?
No, it was in California.
California?
He's from California. He was back home, and so there you go.
Yeah.
Apparently, the statement was a seizure.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what they're saying.
So
that's it. So anyway, they don't want it to be a distraction. I'm sure he used that words in there someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Holder.
Yeah. Speaking of distractions.
Speaking of resignation. Yeah. Oh, wait, no. He didn't resign.
No. He looked at John Cornyn and said, I ain't quitting.
That's right.
Eric Holder had him some Copenhagen yesterday.
What?
Really? Yeah. He had a little chaw?
No. He was at a meeting in Copenhagen.
Oh, I see. I thought
maybe he was, had a little pinch between the cheek and gum.
Yeah, had you going there, didn't I? Yeah. Anyway, he's at
and
some...
now the chair recognizes the gentleman from the United States.
right there.
Hang on a second. I'm good to talk to him.
He said the action that the committee took yesterday was unwarranted, unnecessary, and unprecedented. Yeah.
Let's see. No, it wasn't. No, it's not. And no, it hasn't.
Yeah, he was 0 for 3 there, actually, because it's, happened before. We'll see what happens. It's just, they're not going to get anything settled before Election Day. We know that. And, in some ways, maybe that's good. Anytime that you're not talking about the economy, that might be a good thing for the president. Not sure about that. But
one of the London newspapers called it Obama's Watergate.
Well, it's not that big yet.
Yet.
But it's certainly all his.
Well, the reason why they're calling it that is because, why did Nixon assert his executive privilege over the tapes? And then we find out that it's because, the man was maybe not necessarily complicit, but he certainly was no angel.
Well, again, he was either responsible or irresponsible.
Right.
I think it's one of the quotes that came out of that. And this may be the same situation.
But how this could get worse is there is a dead federal agent.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rush update talks about it today. This guy was a former active duty Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And he had spent years upon years serving in service to his country. And his death is being forgotten in all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And it should have been just before we ever knew about Fast and Furious, just the idea that a federal agent got killed under those circumstances should have been talked about a lot, and it wasn't. And that's probably because they knew that there was going to be a whole lot more smoke in this thing, and that's why they tried to kind of change it. But it's kind of an interesting thing here that there's a new poll out, Pew Research, and one guy's leading another guy 50-46. Which is interesting because that's a 4-point gap, and last month it was a 7-point gap, so one guy's gaining on another guy. But I saw one parallel they tried to draw. Mitt Romney consistently wins when it comes to the question of the economy in just about every poll. But in all the other categories about truthfulness, consistency, likability, connecting with ordinary people, he doesn't do as well. So it's kind of like an office point of view, an office prism. It's like having to choose between your boss, that'd be Romney, and your buddy who's in the next cubicle, that'd be Obama. You'd rather vote for your friend over the boss, but if in fact you sat down and thought about it, you know that the boss knows more about how to run the business than your buddy does. And that's what a lot of U.S. Americans are looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Post is taking a detailed look at the latest ads that the Obama campaign has got out there for Mitt Romney's business dealings, and they're pretty much calling BS on this thing. They awarded the...
Really? Is that the terminology
they
use?
That's it. Yeah, exactly. The paper has awarded the commercial 4 Pinocchios. Pinocchios.
Yeah.
This is the Washington Post doing this for claims about Romney. They closely studied Bain Capital, and Bain generally held on to their investments for for 4 or 5 years. So it's not like they really came in and were corporate raiders, as they like to talk about Romney.
On horses with
do-rags
and a patch over their
exactly
eye.
Exactly right.
A sword in their mouth.
The claims that Romney outsourced jobs as governor is equally overblown. And the ad also cites as a source a Boston Globe article from last month that merely reports on an earlier ad making similar charges that's highly circular in its reasoning, and it's just not fair play. So, in fact, they're fibbing. They're fibbing in their political commercials. I know.
I wish people would quit fibbing to me.
Yeah, just shocking,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And to borrow a word that I know you like so well, I'm going to have an issue with the phrase that, or with the idea that there is something wrong with outsourcing jobs.
Uh-huh.
Because if it's a state job and it can save the state taxpayers money, why wouldn't you do that if you are ultimately a steward of the state coffers?
If it's your job to be as efficient as possible.
Yep,
very true.
Hmm.
And some folks in Hollywood apparently worried about being linked a tad too closely to the president.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hollywood Reporter.
Obviously, George Clooney's not one of them.
No. Yeah. Hollywood Reporter says it's hearing very quietly from some Hollywood bigwigs. They're a little bit worried about the backlash from fans this November if they are perceived of having been joined at the hip with the president.
Well, you know, it's funny. They haven't been that worried before, and they've never, and some of those idiots have never had a problem making sure we knew what their 2 cents was. Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn.
Yeah, and on and on. Yeah.
Why don't they just go do what they do?
Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of them do it really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy paying money to watch them do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I really do.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wish that they would just do
but
that.
But these are studio heads, I believe, that are saying this.
Uh-huh.
Is we believe that people will vote with their pocketbook about that. And, you know, and again, I think they mention in the story Sarah Jessica Parker.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the aforementioned George Clooney has to fall in there as well.
Well, the sad part is that then on the other side, you have conservatives, not even necessarily Republicans, conservatives that are looking for someone to hitch their wagon to that has star power. And a good example of that is look at the number of people that rallied behind Mel Gibson after he produced and directed Passion of the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you know, then we find out that man is absolutely crazy.
Yeah. He really is.
I mean, why does it matter so much that people feel that in order to add validity to their political claims that we need to have celebrities behind us?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
we need to be able to have a celebrity that shares our point of view?
Oh, I know.
Well, in fact, we will discuss that very thing next hour.
Oh,
about
good. The focus group.
Yes, exactly. The importance of celebrity. All right, it's 11 till.